13 ways to make your squeeze pages convert. So the question everyone seems to be asking is, how can I get my squeeze pages to convert at unbelievable rates? Here are 13 actions that you can take when constructing every landing page to increase your conversions. Number one, the first question that you must ask yourself is, who am I talking to? Essentially, this boils down to who they are and what exactly do they want. However, the even bigger aspect involves using the appropriate words and images to appeal to certain customers that come into contact with your squeeze page. Number two, the most common mistake that people make when it comes to crafting a squeeze page is believing more is better. That belief would make sense if people would pay attention, read all the information, and then act accordingly. Sadly, this is not the case. The overwhelming majority of all people will see a crowded page, become bored or anxious, and leave the page. Keep it simple and think about the average person's attention span, which is about 3 seconds. Number three, split test everything. Use Google Website Optimizer to test it all, and this would include graphics, opt-in buttons, fonts, your colors, headlines, etc. Number four, remember everything should trickle down from the headline. So different font colors and sizes are fine, but that headline should be your one concrete focal point that immediately captures everyone's attention. Number five, consistency is key. Do not list information that could ever be perceived as being counterintuitive to the point. For example, do not construct a headline that reads, "The unbelievable benefits of weight loss," and then include bullet points that focus on the benefits of exercise. Inconsistencies lead to confusion, which leads to losing potential customers. Number six, this might sound obvious, but make sure that your sales page and squeeze page are centered around one another. In other words, do not have a sales page that informs readers about strategies to generate traffic, and then have a squeeze page that refers to internet marketing in general. Number seven, be enticing and sell the benefits. As an example, you are not selling a rack of ribs. You are selling the sweet and zesty taste of the sauce, the tender meat that brings satisfaction to everyone, and the smell that fills up the room. Number eight, disregard your personal opinion. You might think that you have found the greatest headline, bullet points, and color scheme, but in reality, it boils down to the central question, what converts the best? Remember tip number three and test everything. Number nine, think about that fold. Remember, your squeeze page is likely to extend past the fold, which divides a computer screen into what people see without scrolling and the bottom that is accessible to those who choose to scroll. The difference is that those who want to scroll should be the individuals who have not made up their minds. So that means the non-scrollers should see the most important stuff, the headline, bullets, and opt-in form, towards the top of the fold. Number 10. Tell them what needs to be done. Apparently, your visitors are looking for something. Why else would they be on your squeeze page? So don't be long-winded. Simply tell them what they are getting and what they need to do. Number 11. Colors make a difference. It may be hard to believe, but distinct colors have been shown to convert more often than others. However, these colors vary based on your offers and your audience. Try some different colors and test, test, test. Tip, try introducing opposite colors from the color wheel to your page and see if that helps. Number 12, radiate true characteristics. This means putting your contact information at the bottom of the page, displaying your logo, including concrete testimonials that sound great, and including how long you have been in business. Additionally, you can include any awards or certificates that show legitimacy. Remember, don't clutter the page. Number 13, ask questions. The best squeeze page tactic is to simply ask questions that can be answered with a yes or a no. For example, would you like to lose 15 pounds? Do you want to be loved by everyone? Would you like to look 5 years younger? Just by being on your website, they are in a so-called yes frame of mind, which essentially means introducing these types of questions almost guarantees that they will choose to opt into your list.